I don't know what was more exciting yesterday, Cyber Monday or the fiscal cliff discussions. Joining us live, Nancy Cordes, CBS News congressional correspondent. Nancy, good morning. Great having you with us again.
Thank you. So good to be with you guys. And fiscal cliff, hands down.
Yeah. You know, I tell you what, it sounds like they're getting to that stage where they want to hold as firm as they can and yield as little as possible. And so the rest of us have no idea how much progress they're really making.
You really hit the nail right on the head. I mean, I think that this negotiation is really still in its infancy. And so everyone, while proclaiming very loudly that they are in favor of compromise and that they're willing to compromise, is still kind of in their corner when it comes to things like entitlements for Democrats and tax increases for Republicans. They say they're willing to budge, but they won't say how they're willing to budge.
Well, when you do hear comments about where there might be some wiggle room, things like the mortgage interest deduction, it gets people nervous.
It does. And you know, things like that are going to be unpopular inevitably with some segment of the population. So it's never something you want to show your hand on too early. But there's also still disagreement, for example, among Republicans, if you're going to cap deductions for the wealthy, for example, which ones and by how much. These are issues that still haven't been settled, even among Republicans. So when they're talking about what they would give to Democrats, you know, it's really unclear.
You know what's unclear to me? Trying to save all this money for rich people who every time I turn around are saying something publicly like, I'm willing to pay more in taxes.
That's true. But I think, you know, Republicans have always a fear that that would just be the tip of the spear and that if you raise taxes on the wealthy, then it's only a matter of time before you raise taxes on the middle class or, you know, in a way that's going to hurt job creation. So what Republicans have been saying publicly so far is that while they're more open to tax increases than they have been in the past, what they're not open to is raising tax rates for the wealthy. You know, that's something the president has said is an absolute must in this negotiation. They say they still think that that would hurt jobs. They'd be more in favor of perhaps capping the amount of deductions that wealthy people could take, or maybe getting rid of the tax mortgage deduction for second homes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some way to raise tax revenue without changing the rate.
Is there a timetable other than the end of the year? Members of Congress don't want to stick around through the holidays.
They don't, but there is no firm timetable, unfortunately. And really, the only two people who really know what's going on in these negotiations right now are House Speaker John Boehner and the president. Top aides on both sides, both the House and the Senate, tell me that this is really now a negotiation between the president and Boehner, that Leader Pelosi, that Leader Reid in the Senate, and even Leader McConnell, they're all sort of ancillary players here, because any deal that's going to raise revenues is going to find its biggest stumbling block among House Republicans. So really, it's Boehner and the president who are going to have to work this out.
So we know the president thinks that he has pretty firm footing on all of this. What does Boehner think?
Well, I think he knows that he is going to have to give on revenues, and he has said that publicly. They know that the president won this election, and they know that he has the upper hand in some ways because all of these tax cuts are going to expire at the end of the year if there's no deal, and the president has shown his willingness, at least so far, to allow that to happen. But what Republicans are saying publicly is that the president needs to make the first move, that he needs to put the first offer on the table, because they don't want to lead with their chin here. They know that this is going to be a deal that they don't like. They know that they're going to have to break this pledge that they made, that they would never raise tax revenue. So they think, you know, why should we be the ones to have to put down a number and lead with our chin? The president needs to do the heavy lifting here, and then we'll respond and we'll try to reduce the amount of revenue that he wants to raise.
All right. Weeks of fiscal cliff fun ahead.
Terrific explanations. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Sure thing.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes with us.